it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us together by means of radio and study His precious Word together. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 41, and I'm reading verse number 50, 51, and 52 as we continue our study on the subject dealing with the hurt of being hurt. The Bible said in verse number 50, "And unto Joseph were born two sons, before the years of the famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for God said, He hath made me forget all of my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my afflictions." Throughout the days of this week of broadcast, we've been dealing with the subject, dealing with the hurt of being hurt. And I pointed out to you the fact that hurt causes us to live in the past. And when you live in the past, it'll cause you to pass up the present and mess up your future. I also said to you that the hurt of being hurt will either make you a better Christian or it'll make you a bitter Christian. We looked at the reality of hurt, and hurting is real. I'm not minimizing your hurt, but I'm simply saying to you there is such a thing as getting over hurt and going on with your life. And God gives to us the choice of what we're going to do with our hurt. I said to you, Jacob chose to cling to his hurt. When Jacob was hurt, he said, "I'm going down in sorrow." Jacob said, "All of these things are against me," but it wasn't as it seemed. His son Joseph was still alive, and God had sent him on into the land of Egypt to prepare for the time of famine they were going to experience. When Jacob finally comes down and he meets Joseph, he does not rejoice in the fact they're going to get to live together. He said, "I've seen my son Joseph. He's alive. Now let me die." And for 17 years, Jacob lived with his family, all of his children, all of his grandchildren, there in the land of Goshen as kings live. And yet he never enjoyed them because he never gave up the hurt of his past. So, my friend, we can say that Jacob clung to his past. You can cling to it or you can cast it upon the Lord. And then I pointed out on yesterday how that Joseph was hurt also. I pointed out to you the fact that Joseph was hurt in his parents' house. And then I pointed out to you that he was hurt in Potiphar's house. And then I pointed out to you that he was hurt in the prison house. And I could spend a long time dealing with all three of those thoughts. But now we come to today's study, and I simply address it in this manner. Joseph, you're now in Pharaoh's house. You are now governor over all the land of Egypt. Everyone in Egypt is bowing down to you, and even some from outside are coming in to buy corn. And Joseph, this is your time to get even. Oh, hear me, please. You better watch it when you have your opportunity to get even. I could say to Joseph, "Joseph, your brothers wronged you, and now they're coming to buy corn from you. Joseph, this is your chance. What are you going to do now, Joseph, to those who have hurt you?" And on I could build the story. But I want you to notice Joseph's choice in dealing with his hurt. Now remember, Jacob's choice was that he would cling to his hurt. He would never forget it. He would go to his grave in sorrow and grief because he'd been hurt. And I'm afraid many people today have made up their mind, "I will never get over this hurt that I experience. I'll go to my grave, and they live in grief and sorrow and hurt day after day, month after month, and year after year. But what are you going to do, Joseph? You're in the palace. You're in authority. You can do whatever you want to now, Joseph. What are you going to do about this matter? What are you going to do, Joseph? It's your choice, your chance to get even. What are you going to do now? Well, if I could say it in this manner, it is as though Joseph said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to marry me a wife. I'm going to raise me a family. Yes, I've suffered hurt. I could live in the past. I could wallow in my grief and sorrow and my self-pity. But no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to marry me a wife. I'm going to raise me a family. And I'm not going to do it in grief and in hurt, but I'm going to do it in joy and in the blessings of God. Joseph made a choice to put the past behind him, to go on with the rest of his life and live for God. Let God bless him and God do something exciting and joyful for him for the rest of his life. We find in chapter number 42 and in verse number 45 where he marries him a wife. Now I'm going to say to you that marrying a wife is not necessarily the answer to all of your problems. But Joseph's situation here, he had not been married, so he's free to marry. The thing I want you to notice is when you marry, it's like starting over again. It's like beginning a new life. A young couple begins their life together. Marriage is like putting away what's behind you and starting a new life together as married people. And so Joseph marries him a wife, and they live together for a while. Life goes on, and the next thing comes along is his wife is expecting a child, and then the baby is born. Then comes the responsibility of naming the boy. And if I could make it a conversation, I would say to Joseph, hey, Joseph, what are you going to name this boy that God has blessed you and your wife with? And Joseph said, I'm going to call his name Manasseh. And I said, now, wait a minute, Manasseh, that's a strange name. Why are you going to call him Manasseh? And he said, I'm going to call him Manasseh because of what the word means. And so I said to him, well, what does the word mean that you're naming your first son? He said, I'm naming him Manasseh. And that means, for God hath made me forget all of my toil and all my father's house. Let's analyze that verse for just a moment. Joseph had a child. He said, I'm going to name him Manasseh. And I asked why. And he said, because of what God has done in my life. What's God done for you, Joseph? Here it is, folks. Don't miss it. Joseph said, for God hath made me forget all my toil, all of my hurt, all of my pain, all of my sorrow. And then he goes on to say, and all my father's house. God made him forget what his brothers had done to him. God made him forget what his dad and stepmothers had done to him. I'm saying to you, friend, I know forgetting is not easy, but it can be done. And I want you to notice it is a choice. God can enable you to put your past, that which you grieve over and hurt over, God can enable you to put that in your past and go on and serve God to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Joseph made a choice. I'm not going to live in the past and miss the present and mess up the future. I'm going to forget the past, live in the present, and prepare for the future for the glory and honor of Christ. Then I want you to notice the verse number 52. After Joseph has made his choice, he has sought God's help, and God has enabled him to forget the past, all of his toil, and all that his family had done to hurt him. In verse number 52, what a verse. The Bible said, in the name of the second child, called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my afflictions. Oh, I wish I could look you in your face and communicate this message to you on a more personal basis. But God, first of all, enabled Joseph to forget. And then when Joseph chose to allow God to enable him to forget his past and forget all of his afflictions and forget all that his parents and his family had done to him, then God gave him a second child, and he named that child Ephraim, which means God hath made me fruitful. Now, God will never give you an Ephraim and make you fruitful until you birth a Manasseh and choose to forget the hurt of your past. But friend, once by the grace of God, you forget your past. You make that choice by God's grace, by God's help. I'm going to put this behind me. I'm not going to live in the past. I'm going to enjoy the present and look forward to the future and enjoy the blessings that God has for my life. The moment you make that choice to forget, then God will make you to become fruitful. Notice something else in verse number 52. He said, "For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction." It was not that Joseph had to change countries to be fruitful. No, it's not that you need to change churches or you need to change cities, but what you need is to be changed yourself. And once you can, by the grace of God, forget the hurt of your past, then God will make you fruitful right where you're at in the land of your affliction. So as I study the life of Jacob, we saw Jacob clinging to his herd. But Joseph, what are you going to do? Are you going to be like your daddy and cling to it? And Joseph said, "No, I saw what the hurt of being hurt did to my daddy when he chose to live in it. And I don't want to choose that." So instead of clinging to my hurt, Joseph would say, "I'm going to cast it." Then I look at the book of Genesis chapter number 50, and his brothers are concerned after their daddy dies. What will Joseph do to us now? And Joseph simply says to them, "Forget it, fellas. I'm not living in the past. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And oh, my friend, it's a great day in your life when you, by God's grace and God's help, can forget that which has caused you much hurt and then choose by the grace of God to go on with God. God can make you fruitful, and you can look at those who would have hurt you and say to them, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." Notice Paul in Philippians chapter number 3, I believe it is. Paul said, "I'm forgetting the things that were behind me, and I press forward toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Paul is simply saying, "I'm going to set aside the past with forgiveness. I'm going to seize upon the present with fervency, and I'm going to stretch for the future by faith." What will you do with the hurt of your being hurt? I'm not denying the reality of your hurt, but I'm simply saying to you, there is a choice. You can cling to it, or by the grace of God, you can cast it and find forgetfulness and then find fruitfulness in God's mercy in your life. God help you to do so right now. Father, bless the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.